It's Marketplace Tech for Tuesday the 26th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. As holiday shopping discounts kick into high gear this week, lots of people will be buying new smartphones. And whether you're an iPhone or an Android, one of the features that has had a lot of attention recently is voice recognition. But the more hands-free our tech world tries to be, the more a particular problem grows. A lot of voice recognition software seems to work best for English. Even if you're speaking English with an accent, Siri or Google might not translate nearly as well. Gabriel Sama is the managing editor for CNET en Español. He and his reporting team have been looking at this issue. Gabriel, thanks for joining us.
Hello, Ben. Thank you for having me.
So voice recognition software, which we think of as being pretty far along, has some problems with accents and language.
That's correct. I think this was very easy to identify based on my own experience and my friend's experience, where we speak to them and it doesn't really recognize our accents when we say pizza instead of pizza, or things that we're used to pronouncing differently.
And Siri and Google both have Spanish as an option.
Absolutely, and it works well. But it's a matter of being exposed, because both systems work with machine learning. And I would say that people with accents and people who switch constantly from one language to another are not as common users for these systems.
Right. So you might say something in Spanish about going to Target, and you wouldn't say the Spanish word for Target.
That's correct. And maybe I would even pronounce it Target. So that's confusing for the system, because none of these systems understand bilingual experiences.
Are you optimistic about these services getting better?
We at least hope that they become bilingual and they start understanding our particular needs and nuances when it comes to how we use language and how we use different languages when we speak.
Gabriel Sama is managing editor for CNET en Español. Gabriel, thank you, man.
Thank you.
As Gabriel points out, the systems get better with more use, so companies building the software, like Google and Apple, hope to keep improving their services. Gary Vaynerchuk is a character, no doubt. If you go to his website, you'll see his offers. He'll make a personal video for you. He'll talk to you for 10 minutes on the phone. He even sent a guy in Minnesota a cheeseburger once after the guy asked him for one on Twitter. The New Jersey dude who started the successful online store WineLibrary.com seems up for almost anything, but there is a catch. Vaynerchuk will give to you, and then he'll ask you to give back. It's a method he's used for years, and brands like GE, Pepsi, and the New York Jets have sought to grow their social media mojo with the help of Gary's agency, VaynerMedia. Gary's new book, Jab, 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 Right Hook, comes out today. He might be a social media genius. Gary Vaynerchuk, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much for that.
So what is it about these new forms of digital media that you think are so powerful?
So here's what I like about them. And I want everybody to stop what they're doing and pay attention, because it's the only line that matters in this interview.
We can keep it short then.
Yes, this is it. I care where the eyeballs and ears of the consumer are.
Tell me about the title of your book and what it means.
It's interesting, right? It's the theory of this book, which is give, 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 and then ask. That's what jab, 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 right hook is. I want the leverage of giving first. Mm. Everybody right now on Facebook and Twitter is posting things like, come to my open house, buy my wine, buy my book, me, 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 me. A funny thing happens. When you care about somebody first, they tend to care about you. I mean, last year I didn't have a book out. I didn't throw any right hooks. I didn't need anything from anybody. So I was just putting out good stuff. I was answering people's questions. Give, 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 give. For the last month, I've been really annoying with my right hooks, but I built up the equity and I've been strategic about still putting out jabs.
You would not pretend as if giving first and then asking, it's more effective, but it's not somehow more morally perfect.
Yeah, I'm not sitting here trying to trick anybody into any notion. This is about business.
What don't a lot of these big companies understand that you try and bring to them?
That the world has been flipped, that people can get away from their marketing. Technology is starting to get interesting, isn't it? You know, whoever dreamed of the thought of fast-forwarding commercials? When I saw TiVo in 2000 or whatever it was, I was like my head exploded, right?
Tell me a story about a massive failure.
So I've also do a lot of side investing, and I've done quite well. Tumblr, Twitter, and I have these big wins. But Yobongo. Yobongo, I thought was going to change the world. That's part of the problem. Yobongo is a people discovery app. I believe that people discovery is going to come. I believe when I'm waiting for a plane and I've got 30 minutes to kill before we board, that if something popped up and said, hey, that guy over there is also a Jets fan, I as an extrovert, and I understand a lot of people listening aren't and they wouldn't, but I would go over and have that conversation. And so I missed on that one, and I thought that was going to be the biggest one of them all.
Gary Vaynerchuk is the author of Jab, 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 Right Hook. Gary, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
And before we go, take a listen to this. It's a bit of experimental music installed in Glasgow's airport recently with the goal of reducing stress. Researchers did discover that the music led to more relaxed passengers. But get this, they also found retailers at the terminal had a spike in sales, some as much as 10%. Not a cold, hard fact yet, maybe, but I suggest you don't play this tune on Friday of this week unless you got money to burn and want to be relaxed while burning it. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.